Okay, everybody take a minute and look at the person next to you or behind you or around you and smile at them. You just may have smiled at a saint. Or they may have smiled at a saint. That's what today's about. Remembering the holy men and women who at one level brought the smile of Jesus to others. But we recognize them, right, for their lives of holiness and virtue, for their service and their sacrifice, for their preaching and their teaching, for their words and their wisdom, for shedding their blood in love. And why did they do all these things? Because they were devoted to Jesus Christ, invested in his mission, courageous in their witness. They embraced the gospel. They were loyal to the church. They were people of faith. They were believers. Believers in the work of Jesus Christ. After Jesus Christ, when you think about it, the holy men and women, the saints, are our best examples. Our best examples of how to follow, how to serve, how to love in the spirit of Jesus Christ. Listen to Jesus teach us the Beatitudes in the Gospel. The attitudes for how to think, how to live, how to love, and how to serve. I like to call them the job description for being a saint. They mourn for those who have died, the saints. They live simple lives, the saints. They thirst for righteousness, for equality, for respect for life, the saints. They give and forgive, the saints. They speak and work for peace and justice, the saints. They accept persecution. They endure words of hate. They take the beatings and the torture, the saints. So let us remember, the journey to sainthood is the journey to eternal life. It is to follow the example of the holy men and women who set the mark of how to follow Jesus Christ. It means we remember how important it is to listen to the words of Jesus. It means we know how important it is to take them to heart. It means we know how to live them in love. That's what the Beatitudes teach us, how to live lives of love in the spirit of Jesus Christ. So think about what we strive to do as a Catholic community, to witness Jesus Christ to others, to follow the example of the saints. The food collection we just completed, the giving tree that we will do during Advent, it starts this weekend already. The Eucharist we receive, the forgiveness that we give, the acceptance that we practice, all put us on the road to sainthood. And it starts here. When we come to pray, when we come to receive Jesus in his body and his blood. So today we pray that we may not only keep the faith like the saints, but that we live it lovingly and serve like the saints with smiles on our faces. Amen. Amen. Please rise.